Hello, listeners. Welcome to Coal Radio. I am Ashok, bringing to you Coal Bulletin. Here are this week's updates for the School of Open Learning, Campus of Open Learning, University of Delhi. Online course for civil services aspirants by Sankalp IAS. School of Open Learning, University of Delhi, in association with Sankalp IAS, is starting a 40-day online intensive course free of cost for civil services aspirants. It is due to be launched on 2nd June 2025. For further details, please visit the official website. MCQ-based internal assessment for undergraduate and postgraduate courses. School of Open Learning, University of Delhi has scheduled the internal assessment exam for undergraduate semesters 2nd, 4th and 6th students and postgraduate semesters 2nd and 4th students, including PWBD students enrolled under UGCF-NEP session 2023-2024. Students are advised to visit the official website for more information. Know Your Barcode. School of Open Learning, University of Delhi students whose admission year is 2024 can avail their barcode by filling their SOL roll number and registered mobile number on the link provided on the official website. Practical exam schedule announced for computer students. Practical exams for BA Computer Applications semester 2nd students and those who have computer as a minor subject in 2nd semester is scheduled from 28th May to 29th May 2025. Students are advised to visit the official website for detailed exam schedule. Notice regarding internal assessment. No practical exam will be conducted for the following courses: IT Skills and Data Analysis 1 and 2, Social Media Marketing, and Basic IT Tools. Students must appear for the internal assessment that will be conducted in online mode as per the schedule that will be duly notified on the School of Open Learning website. Students are advised to regularly visit the official website for further updates. East Regional Centre of School of Open Learning, University of Delhi, operational. Director, Campus of Open Learning, in a brief informed that the SOL East Regional Centre at Tahirpur, Delhi has become operational since 13th May 2025 with the establishment of an examination centre for School of Open Learning students. How to reach East Regional Centre, Tahirpur?
Dear students, आप में से जिन सबका सेंटर ताहिरपुर ईस्ट स्टडी कैंपस में पढ़ा है, जो कि पहली बार एग्ज़ाम सेंटर के रूप में शुरू हुआ है, तो उनकी जानकारी के लिए कि वो किस तरह से आसानी से ताहिरपुर में एक लव्य भवन और स्कूल ऑफ ओपन लर्निंग का ईस्ट स्टडी सेंटर है वो कैसे पहुंच सकते हैं, इसके लिए मैं आपको बताती हूँ कि जो नियरेस्ट मेट्रो स्टेशन है वो झिलमिल कॉलोनी का है और झिलमिल कॉलोनी के मेट्रो स्टेशन के बाद में आप ई रिक्शा वगैरह से 10 मिनट में यहाँ पे पहुँच सकते हैं। एक अगर कोई बस में आना चाहे तो जो नियरेस्ट है बस स्टेशन टर्मिनल जो है वो नंद नगरी टर्मिनल है, जिससे जस्ट 10 मिनट का वॉकिंग डिस्टेंस है, या आप ई रिक्शा वगैरह से भी आ सकते हैं। एक और टर्मिनल है जिसको आनंद ग्राम आश्रम बोलते हैं, वो भी यहाँ से केवल 10 मिनट के वॉकिंग डिस्टेंस पे है। तो आप इन तीनों जगहों को यूज़ करके आराम से ताहिरपुर अपना एग्ज़ाम देने समय से पहुँच सकते हैं।
Information regarding examination hall ticket for May-June 2025 session. Admit cards or hall tickets for the undergraduate and postgraduate students for semesters 2nd, 4th and 6th of the May-June 2025 examination session, except for BA program and BCom honors courses, have been released on the official website of School of Open Learning. Students who have downloaded their admit cards during the trial run period are advised to download their revised admit cards for future reference. Students are advised to visit the official website for more information. Notice regarding change in examination date sheet. A notice regarding minor changes to the examination date sheet for the BA program course and BCom honors course under the NEP UGCF 2022 framework for semesters 2nd and 4th examination has been published on the School of Open Learning website. Students are advised to visit the official website for further details. Internal assessment exam for MBA fourth semester rescheduled. The internal assessment exam of MBA fourth semester students, previously scheduled between 16th May to 25th May 2025, has now been rescheduled. A new date sheet for the same will be issued shortly. Students are advised to visit the official website for more information. OLDC update. OLDC, functioning as the R&D unit, has launched various skill-based courses under its subhead CISBC. Do check the OLDC website for more details. On our YouTube channel, Coal Radio, you can also browse through the various student-friendly content created by OLDC's Educational Technology Media Lab. OLDC has established a call center facility in School of Open Learning premises meant for resolving students' queries. School of Open Learning students can call on the toll-free number 1-800-118-301 regarding grievance redressal queries. Enrollment open for skill-based courses at CISBC OLDC. As part of an exciting opportunity for learners, enrollment is open for various courses offered by the Center for Innovative and Skill-Based Courses under the aegis of OLDC Open Learning Development Center. Third batch of stenography and secretarial practices will commence from 17th May 2025. For more details and enrollment-related information, please visit the official website. We also have openings for trainers who are interested in imparting job-ready skills to learners. For inquiries, contact us on 011-6521-3030. At CISBC, we have thus far successfully completed multiple batches in 17 courses. Some of our students have found jobs with various organizations. A few of these students are Shruti, Meenakshi, Samreen, Rajan, etc., just to name a few. This highlights the importance of the certificate courses offered by CISBC, OLDC, University of Delhi. It is keeping in tune with the social mission of School of Open Learning, University of Delhi, that is, to bridge the knowledge accessibility gap, which also reaffirms OLDC's unflinching commitment to providing our students with job-ready skill sets, something students can readily use at jobs, thereby improving their employability quotient. That's all for this week's updates. Thanks to everyone for tuning in.